Sanctum de Heilige Halacha.
When they are that cross bays, Halacha bays or gimel, depending on the list of that.
Yeah,
that's the mission. He are in Kosinos of the Magalos and do not use any kind of dangerous tool, not normal sickle for Kisira, nor do we use a cardome, which is sort of a combination hatchet, hammer, and shovel kind of tool, which is used. It's not shaped like a pickaxe, but here it would be using it as a pickaxe to be over it from the bottom, actually get it up from the root, because that way you get more straw. But anyway, we don't allow that. That's all we need, is a free-for-all using these tools. Forget it. There are three presentations of Peah during the day. Shachar, early in the morning, Ubechatzot, midday, and Mincha time in the evening. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Lo Amru Ela Kadei Shelo Yifkatzu. These three are minimum, but if you want to give more, you can give more. What we want to make sure of, says Rabbi Gamliel, is only that the various people will see the women are only free very early in the morning while the kids are still sleeping. And the kids are only free, young kids, they'll come in the afternoon by the time they get out of the house. And the old men will only come towards the end of the day when they manage to hobble out there. But if you want to give more, you certainly can give more. But the Akiva Omer, the Akiva is on the contrary. Lo Omer, lo Kadesh, lo Yosifu. What this was all about is that they shouldn't give more, because if you give more and then pay it to be given at any time, that's a disaster, because you could plan it out so that somebody, your relatives, may be coming for a day, and all of a sudden you say, oh, why don't we give pay right now? Nobody else is around. They get all the pay and so on. We have people hanging out there hoping that you'll get pay. That would be a disaster. So on the contrary, the point over here is not to give any more than that. What they used to do, this family, they used to make a grid with rope in the field, and they would, when they would finish being malachic, that grid, they would leave peah on for that grid. And if it came to an orchard, they would give from every row, kol uman v'uman, every single row, they viewed as a separate orchard. That way, the Aniyim would know, you have both advantages. The Aniyim would know precisely when they were going to give it. They would see it coming, and they wouldn't have to wait until the very end of the season to be able to get it from them. Now, what's this lesson, by the way, of Sholosh Ibayot? What's an Ibayot? Oh, my God. Some other thing. Eif met the two eights of Niva'u Matunav. So Niva'u means becomes uncovered, secrets become uncovered. So here too, it means to uncover, in other words, to present it so that now he is near air. It's obvious now that Peah is or someone, the Baal HaBayit, presents himself to the Aniyim in order to give them the Peah.
What's that in our Latin? The Yigoy level? The
Vanina Lamema?
Something like this?
Some learned it is, yes. It's the relationship of She'ela, the true. Women, mothers, just get their kids after their early morning feeding, we get them back to rest, and then they can go out. The katzot is natinoko. Young kids only able to get out to the field by katzot. The mincha is natinusho. And then the older people who are walking on canes and so on, they get out there towards the end of the day. Shema bengam yilom merlo, amrela kadei shelo yifkatu. But, ima salot yifmasin. Rabbi Akiva merlo, amrela kadei shelo yosifu. And the Girsov is lo yifkot, which would mean that Rabbi Akiva would be saying what Tanakhama says. No, it's not a common thing, this is the minimum. This is it, minimum and maximum. If you say, if you want to give less, you can't, then Rabbi Akiva is the Tanakhama, which is unreasonable. So probably the correct here is to find Rabbi's quote, you quote, you can give less also, but we just don't want to allow you to give more so that you can point it out to give to your personal
amir. You still have to
get at least one more. Oh, yes. But,
understood.
You have that also not to be done? No, that depends. According to Tanakhama, you do it. The process of three sheets in the Mishnah. Tanakhama says three times, no more, no less. And then we have Rabbi Akiva who says, no more, it could be less. And then Rabbi Shmuel says, you can give more, no less. And what was our Iker concern? If we have this Girsa, when it says about Tzadik Kot Lo Yikot, then there's no difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama. So, which is harder to believe. Okay, but there's a Makokas of the Mephoshim. Shobek Mamer Hayum Malkino Kanala Shebel. Minot mean they are mikoluman yuma. They gave tefillah from every single row. Tani avasholom, they must clean out on the gnai, who must clean out on the shiva. The truth is, they are mentioned in a positive way and in a negative way. The reason that they're mentioned in a negative way, even though our mission doesn't say it, is shahayanut mean tefillah echad mineah. They didn't give normal 160th. They gave one out of 100, which was their own idea. It wasn't l'fidat akona. But we also say good things. They made a grid in their field, and they gave according to that grid, or in orchard they would get from every row, and that allowed the Amin to get pay a continually.
And that's
good. Yeah, that's the Shabbat.
You know, it's not meant to pay up the field.
They have this field. It's like making the grid. They created a separate field.
And what is the wisdom of mind in the row relating to unnamed and unnamed? What is the wisdom of mind in the row? Is it true?
You have to follow truly in order to get it. Or it sticks to its road in them, huh? And then you get growth in there, it's them unto the road. Instead of being wild. Chaotic.
Imagine. Didn't have a definition for it to work with that constitutes a good deal and whether it's held to them and have a different
size. Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't maybe serve as a real deal,
but it shows them.
Yeah, but it shows them. Right? So it satisfies the requirement of giving pay up from it. We'll see what's finished. We're going to say now. Somebody to shame Rabbi Shimon. Five reasons not to give payah until the end of your field. First of all, we say gezo on you. We can explain all of it. Second, we say bito on you. And we say aramaim. And we say marariza ayin. And because the Torah said, lo tachalefa asabcha. Let's go through these. We say gezo on you in kesa. Yeah, shalo yiradam et hasha'a pnuya. Yomar lekrovo ani ba betolofa atateyah. If he could give from any point that he desires in the field. So when he sees no other Amim around and he's got his own family, so he'll say, you know what, good time to give payah. Furthermore, to say to Amim, if the Amim have no idea when it is he's going to be giving payah, then what are they going to do? They're going to be sitting around like in Kufat Kolim or in Mizrahatim. We certainly don't want human beings reduced to that. So shalo yu Amim yoshivim v'shamim kol hayom. This way it's obvious as he's reaching the end of this field, that's where he's giving payah. Then we said, we say harambaim because of the phonies, ketzad. If you could give payah anywhere, that's like saying when there's two minyanim in town, the guy always went to the other minyan. The same thing over here. He'll say, I gave at the office. Kwanatati payah. So therefore, that would be bad. And then also, we have the Hei Boreret Hayafeh Umosiyat Hara. It's also phony in the sense that even if he really does give, but how about it? He comes to a bad patch. So there's a bad patch, you could say, okay, I think this should be paid. Then he keeps the best for himself. I think if it's Pesovka, they or whatever it is, he doesn't have a chance of getting the best. He has a chance, but at least he can't choose, select the worst to give the payah. And b'pnei marita'ayim ketzad?
Lo yu'alvim v'ashavim omrim.
Ah! Ra'u ech tatzar yisponi tadeh v'lo yiniach be'al aniyim. Take a look at this. Here's a guy just finished his field, didn't leave a darn thing in the field. They don't know that he did fail some other time. So it looks like he's not marked it on fair. And the final case was the Mishnah Matara Lot Chavakat Sadeha, which is very strange. And the Bravo brings this and says, what do you mean, Kulam, they say, Lot Chavakat. I thought we're explaining why the Torah says, right? However, the Lashon over there in the Basri is Bipnei Chamisha Dvarim Amrat Torah. So therefore, what do you mean Amrat Torah? And this is what Amrat Torah. But over here it doesn't say that. Bipnei Chamisha Dvarim Lo Yitena. So it's not like the same.
And the fifth one, because it's
our fifth? No. Fifth is the Chiddush that even though the Pashas is Lot Chalepas, that was not higher than necessarily. To leave it at the edge, the very last thing, lotechala, which simply means don't complete without leaving a fair. Doesn't it? Where do we leave a fair? But since the parsha for the post is saying lotechala, the fair, as long as the fair would be the last thing that you were in the chala. So, because of that mashmos, hakor, good reason to say that that's an actual hakbara, then if they come there, we're going to say that at least it's not on the post. It's a remedy.
The Torah didn't require you to say at the end of your field. I mean, it wasn't true when that. So people who pass by a person that finished the field wouldn't say he didn't be there. Could have been anyone.
Well, but they see that there was nothing. That would be the first reaction. The day before, I mean, well, where did he get? And we're the only one. It would be rough.
You
know,
it doesn't look good.
Yes, it doesn't look good. It's not that it's momish, you know, that you're doing something to me about Erev Hashanah. But the same thing like, you know, the commentary, which is where we bring it just for the look at the commentary. You know, if you have two doors. Now, what did I do? I just put on the other door. Or Mechayev you to put on the other door because of this. And people should see. And they shouldn't be focused. It's not that you did something wrong, but you have to do something right. Now we know that there's no fear of payah on a nochri because on the payah that we cut by nochri because it's a good sechem. Over here the nochri went ahead and he cut the stuff. But the interesting thing is he became a ger after he did the cut. So now he's still going to be forming the omerim as a joke. What's the thing? He's potter now. Let's get from the come and he's potter on everyone. Because it's the Ketira that is the Trinity. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's not true by Shikra. Because in Shikra, B'Sha'at HaYimur, says it certainly is Shikra. He doesn't mean literally there's only Shikra, B'Sha'at HaYimur, but there's two Shikra. There's a Shikra, as we'll see, that is given when you forgot to cut, and there's Shikra when you forgot to take it in. But there's certainly Shikra, B'Sha'at HaYimur. So that shikha he's a Jew for, why shouldn't he be chayav on that shikha? Maybe it's under a view that says the Gemara, you know, that's a very good point. Why indeed should he not? Is this guy here before the Omerim? Indeed, my time to Rabbanan says the Bami, the Shem of Kisya, the view of St. Shmuel, because the Torah says, see, the Shachachta Omer Batsadeh. So yeah, the Shachachta Omer and the Shachachta Bisadeh. So the Shakasa is going both on the Omer and on the Kama. So there's the Shakasa, either Omer or Kama. By putting it in this way, as if it's all one thing, it teaches us, Etchi Yeshua Shikhat Kama, Yeshua Shikhat Omarim. So if someone was higher than the Shikha of this field when he collected the Kama, then he's higher than the Shikha of the Omerim too. But in this case, where Shein no Shikhat Kama, because he wasn't Jewish at the time, even though he became a Jew in between. Yisrael the Goy, Shehayu Shutafim the Kama, if they initially they owned the Kama. Chelko Shel Yisrael Chayav, the Chelko Shel Goy Patur. But if you give a shame, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, well, not necessarily. I mean, it's a machlokas. We'll see later on in Tamai, the famous machlokas, whereas according to Rabbi, You say the whole thing is mixed. The Kalos Kaseles Yisrael is mixed with the Kaseles and the Akras, but they'll know the Breira. Again, if you hold the Breira, this would seem to be saying over here, there is the Kaseles and Yisrael. There is the Kaseles and Yisrael. But that's dependent in the Mishnah later. And some learn, that's where the Grove learns, some learn that this is an introduction to the Mishnah coming up. The following Mishnah is dependent on the Machlokas we just had, namely, let's say a guy gave a kama to Hekesh, and then he told it, he owed him, the Hekesh didn't do a darn thing with it. They left it just the way it was. And the day later, he gets to feel back exactly how it was. And he becomes tired at this point, because he's back where he started from. Hikdish Omarim, Ufada Omarim. For that matter, if he was Makashit as Omarim, and he got it back as Omarim, he's also chayav, because there's two shikhas. There's a shikha from him, and a shikha of Omarim. But why should the ownership in between, that didn't proceed with the shikha, why should that change anything? But, if Hikdish Kama, and then when the time he's quoted, if the Gizbor had already done the Kira, and he finds it as Omarim, then it's Turah. Shepisha'at Chobata, Aisat the Turah, which is obviously only according to the Tanakam of the previous Mishnah, which accounts for the Pshat that says that Rav Yirmiya was saying the following Mishnah is a Machlokas, but it's dependent on this limud. Because why are you saying that Bishat Kovata? What do you mean? There's two Shat Kovata. Ah, because Bishat Omer Batsadeh, the two are interrelated. So the thing that's Bechayat is the Batsadeh. Okay, but that's only if you hold that corruption. According to the Yidu, we know all that. Chayot Seva, we have the same situation with someone with Makdish Berot Herotav, Achelo Ba'ula Onata Ma'atro. So now he makes them Kodesh, before they reach a shlish of the Gidur, let's say. Now, the truth is that it could also mean he makes a Kodesh before Miricha. Miricha is a Messiah, like the two steps that we need. It needs to be one-third grown. And then, if it's one-third grown, when you do a Miricha, you're tired. And you need to do a Miricha. This could be neither of them. Look hard. We'll see you in a month. So if you were Magdish at Shloba Ulo Natamatro and you were Kodesh, then you're fine. If you were Magdish when it was already Chayim and Maishim, Shloba Ulo Natamatro, and you were Kodesh, and it's still the same, you're also Chayim. But if Ibnishana Shalodik Zul, let's say, you were Magdish now the field before it was Gadol HaShlish, and you come back and it was Gom Run in the Shushus of the Gizbar, meaning not that he did anything, but that he grew. Upadan, and now you're Kodesh. Why you're positive? Because the Sha'ah that made it tired, which is the Shad Gmar of the Shlish of the Yiddo, Hayyub Turin. The Lomakim and Shazim, this last part appears twice. It appears here in Teah, and it also appears in the Kala. Why do we need to know the same halakha twice in the Mishnah? Because Rav Yonah and Rav Kiya, and Rav Yoshua the Levi Mishnah, and Rav Kadayana, one, Achas Lemiruach, Achas Lishlish. One Mishnah is referring to telling you before the fiat, meaning before you did Maritha. And one is telling you before the Tura grew to one-third of its growth. Rabbi Yosef said, well, it was Rabbi Abba and the Chaverim that said, and the Chaverim said it just very loosely, the way he read, the way Rav Hadaya said it, that Achas Lemiruach, Achas Lishlish. But Rabbi Abba, he was Mefarish. When we're talking about the Mishnah in Chala, over there we're talking about, where it's already Palush, obviously, so that's when you take off Chala, you're making a dough. So there, the Sugya in Chala, the practice, the way you would learn the Mishnah, is referring to Maritha, because the Chala is talking about after the, long after the Kira. Whereas but there, where you're talking about a Mishnah, the whole Kira of the Mishnah is dealing with Kama. So the Peah is referring to a similar case would be of Higdish where it hadn't grown yet Shlish. And that makes a lot of sense. And that's why he also explains to you why it would be in these two Mishnayot particularly, because the context of each one works out very well. Teach me both these. Now the Mishnah seems to be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because it's Rabbi Akiva who says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Akar Shlish HaRishon HaTamahaleh. that you do follow the halakha of who the Shukha was in that first, when it reached that stage of Shlishti, Palvin, because there is a Mahloka. Sadashi, Via Shlishti, thank God. But Akhami Menu Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva says, Potter, the Chachamim say, no, you're Potter on the first part, but the Tosafot, you're Chayim. Whatever grew after the third is considered to be now a new growth, and you would be Chayim on that. So, Maikadon, okay, that is just the bottom line, that's what we should call Rabbi Akiva. No, not necessarily. We could say, Ipater Rabbi Akiva, the Niruah, we could say, the Mishnah works out of Rabbi Akiva, if we're dealing with before and after in terms of Niruah. And we could say it's talking about Divrei HaKol, Betroser Miyat. Now probably the correct year for the Sefer changes is that Rabbi Akiva bit so set that said, well, we don't want to change our mind about whether we're talking about Niruah or Hamas. So the Mahalach would be like Rabbi Akiva was talking about the Tosefta, meaning you bought it and then let it grow, continue to grow. Or work out according to everybody. If it's talking about you bought it, immediately cut it. There was no Tosefta. And you report it, and then you cut it, that would work out, I'll give it a Guliana. So, it's not necessarily the mission is only, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. It's just broader, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva.
I'll do the Heilige Halacha.
Misha, we take the up. The Amar Harei Zola Plonik. Somebody who now touched the Teah, but he says, I'm not taking it for myself, I'm an Ashir, but I would like to be Zola in this Teah, or so-and-so in the army. So readily Ezra Mer Zaha. You could be Zoka for the Sarakamimomim. You're a Ghana. You should give it to the first army that you come across. Alekha Shikava Hayasham Nokri Khayabumatra. If a Nokri gives any of the Matani, since he's not really hired for the Matani, he's giving Tetra. And of course, the army would have to make sure that he takes off all of the necessary matanos. Yeah. The only reason that the army doesn't have to take off mitzvahs from Leket Shikopeya is because the Torah says that that's what you're supposed to do before you get to Yonah to mitzvah. So for him, it's possible.
Yeah, but you have kind of a lot of whether you're high and
yes. And whether Yeshua is fine. Yeah. Saying that the army is that the. Okay, the guy does not have the care to be Makia on the day. Ellen came in here, unless he was literally master. Yeah, the guy was smart and knew that he can't really give what the people say. He said, okay, fine, whoever wants to take anything in my field can take it. And he's not master only Lanian, which is the Shire after Lanian. So that already would be possible because after it's possible. Not because it's like a people say. The Yeshua ben Levi Omer, the Baal Habayi is Ashir Nefer. The Machlokas of the year, between Rabbi Yezid and Chachami, talking about where an Ashir tries to be Zoka for an Ani. Abal, the Baal Habayi is Ani, the Akher Shehu Ra'u Mikol Zakah. If he himself is an Ani, why can he not act as a Shliach, so to speak, on behalf of another Ani? I understand that if a person himself doesn't have rights to a thing, he can't act for someone as someone else's agent, because he doesn't have the right to take it, so he can't act for the other person. But if he himself is an owner, he has the right to take it for himself, the same way he has the right to take it for himself. Mm-hmm. He should be able... Yeah, the truth is it's a double ego between a man. So then the machlokas would be whether we would say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's Zoka because it's a double me. First Niger is Niger be boy mocked by the Nixte Vahabiyani. He wants it to be mocked all of the house, and then he would be an Ani, and then he could be Zoka in it. And since he could be Zoka in it, Niger is up to the Nazi, he's up to the Hamlet. But the Chachamim would say, at least the way he, Rabbi Shimon Levi is being mocked, Chachamim would say, one Niger we hold up, because it's up to the Nazi, he's up to the Hamlet. But two Negroes say that he could be an Ani, and if he would be an Ani, then again, well, we don't say. And that would be the Machlokas between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Chachamim, I'll leave it to Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Already the year, says you should know that Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi essentially are all saying the same thing. Shortcoming of the Barakat. Rabbi Allah, the Amr Rabbi Zaira, the Shame Rabbi Allah, Rabban Zachar Kabir Rabbi Mitzvah. He says, a person can be Zoka for another person in a Mitzvah. And here too, to be Zilcha for another Ani in the Shikha. Rabbi Yochanan, Tamina Taman, we learn that a Mitzvah should know Bitoach Tamim, or Abdo Bishikha Toach Naanim, and Mitzvah Yishto, Are Elu Shalom. So if a child, a cousin, finds something, belongs to the father. If an Eved finds something, belongs to the master. If a wife finds something, belongs to the husband. But Mitzvah to know Bitoach Gidolim, where Abdova Shikatoi Green, where the owner doesn't own them at all, he just basically has a lien on some work, or Mitsyati Shosha Girsha, or a woman who is Mugureshe Tapa Pishlo Natana Ketuva, even though he hasn't yet paid her a Ketuva, Hare Elu Shalahen. Now Rabbi Yochanan, the Sofa doesn't approve anything. Because you say it means literally these people, it's because they don't have a Yad, you know. But Rabbi Yochanan explains, and when it says, no, these are goats, does not mean Gadol Toskotin, meaning over Bar Mitzvah, versus before Bar Mitzvah. Gadola means independent, and Ketana means dependent on the father. So, what it means is, she ain't the Tefulim La'aviyem. Ha'aval, you know, you're the Tefulim La'aviyem. They're dependent on the father's table. Mitzvotan Shalom. He gets to keep their Mitzvot. Now, how could that be? Only because Rabbi Yochanan must be saying that since min hatam their das is to be zoka for the house, because they don't have an independent life, so therefore you could be zoka for someone else. Otherwise, what difference does it make if you'd like to give it to your father? There's no way to make a kinyan on something for someone else. You see here too that a kinyan can be made for somebody else. Furthermore, and Rabbi Yeshua Ben Leiti says the same thing, because Rabbi Yeshua Ben Leiti said in our Mishnah that the machlokas over here is b'balabayas ashir, b'balabayas ani. Once we say that a person has a right to be zoka for himself, such as a mitzvah, he can also be zoka for another ani. He's telling everybody to do that. But that's exactly what it says. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying and what Rabbi Yeshua is saying in Shem Rebbeleh. They're all saying the same idea, that at least as long as you can do it for yourself, you can do it for somebody. Yeah, that you're acting as an agent. If you learn that it's not an agent.
The
fear. Right, that the fear would then have to be as an agent. Tell me, how so fair, how so fair, how so smoke a formula. You hire, this is a, it says above Mitzvah, you hire a guy to work for you. Not for a specific job. You're working for me. So anything that you do today, you're doing for me. So then, it's one of the things that he does, is he picks up a wallet, and you tell, go to the Balabai. Says, Reish Lakish, that's crazy. We're going to have his place. Now, look at the Pharisee in the Mishnah here. Let's fill up, go. If the Po'el at any time during the day says, you know what, I'm not a slave, I don't like this work, I'm walking off, he can work off. So he doesn't owe you anything. So if he wants to take the wallet for himself, he walks off. What do you mean? The Adam at least told the Balabai, what do you mean the Messiah goes to the Balabai? Why does he go to the Balabai? He wants to take the Messiah to himself, so what he's saying is, I walked off the job, and I decided to take it to myself. He can do that. The Apple Apple says, no, the Yosef pointed out that this mimer of Reish Lakish is very strange, because Matur Kalahud Amar Reish Lakish, why did Reish Lakish have to come on to such a fancy question? If he wanted to walk off, he could have walked off, but Lamaisa otherwise it would have been okay. Belusha Minan the Amar of Yaakov Arachis, Bagra Yochanan Reish Lakish. Didn't we hear about a famous machlokas with Yochanan Reish Lakish as to whether, in fact, you can be zoka for someone else, the Mitzvah? And we saw a minute ago with Yochanan Amar, Adam Zokelachavir of the Mitzvah, that we know that that's for Yochanan Shita, from the Sugya Bonavubano Hagadolim. But Reish Lakish over there says, the Perish, Ein Adam Zochel HaKavro B'Mitzia at all. It has nothing to do with his ability to walk off the job. Why did Rish Lakish have to say the question is, according to you, taking it for himself? Forget about it. You can't take it for anyone but yourself. That's Rish Lakish's shita. So what is he saying? Oh, I have a problem. Of course, by the way, the very strange thing is that we know Rish Lakish himself was the one who holds even Arba Amis to Zochelo. He was the one who brought the Pusik from Governor Miller. Right? That Anibani gave $20 billion for the pension. That is his Anibani. Okay, there's all kinds of approaches of changing the gears from before to somebody else. But Lamaita, before it wasn't really Rish Lakish, it was Rish Lakish quoting a panel. So maybe he doesn't hold to that. Could be that Rish Lakish should start. Rabbi Ritipama, he's thousand, there's a machlokas with Yemen and Rabbi Yosi. I don't remember who said what. But I know Chad Amar Haraui Li Tol Zakah. Vakrana Amar Haraui Li Tin Zakah. Here we have a machlokas, but again, all kinds of wild theologians. We have a machlokas about whether, in order to be Mizakah, somebody else, he said, if you yourself could be an Ani, so then you could be Zohar an Ani. There's actually a machlokas whether Haraui Litain or Haraui Litol. In other words, you have to be someone who has the right to take the thing. If you take it, you can take it for the other person too. Or you have to be a person to be have a right to give this thing. If you're an usher, you have a right to give Kaya. In which case, you could give it to somebody who is Roy. Now, the next piece is all messed up. So, Man Yamar Haraui Litain, it should say. So, the Man Yamar who says that even if you're Roy to give, you could give it to somebody else. Kol Shekain Litol. For sure, if you yourself could take it for yourself, then your act as a Kena is a valid act for somebody else. Whereas, Man Yamar Haraui Litol, the other Man Yamar says, don't. You have to be able to take it yourself. To say that you should be able to be machna something to someone where you yourself cannot be kona for yourself is to run counter to the shita at all. The shita cannot act and benefit somebody else if he doesn't have the power to do precisely the same thing for himself. Now, matnita sliga, there seems to be a direct question from the Mishnah, Al Man Yamar Haraui Litol Zakah, on the one who says that you can be Zoka, because, now here again, the whole thing, here's what it should say. It's everything we have is sort of out of order. The sugya got pushed out of order. To say like this, Yitkabel Getzele Ishti, or Holech Getzele Ishti, a Baal who says, take this get and accept it on the benefit of my wife. Or bring this get to my wife. Either way, if he wants to change his mind about that, he can change his mind about that. Because, after all, he cannot create a shliach to be makabel a get for his wife. He can only create a shliach to bring the get. Because by the time the shliach brings the get, he already changed his mind. So he could change his mind? Now, hold on a second over here. But is he Roy to be makabel a get at all? How would that work? Well, if he's Roy makabel get lebikol, yes, he can take a get from, if he married his daughter off as a katana, he can accept the get from the Baal. So you can't say, I'm doing something that I have no right to do. You do have, a man does have the ability to accept the get. Not in this particular case, but you can't say that it's outrageous that we should be able to make a man of the Shriya be Makabla get. He be Makabla get because he be Makabla get for his daughter. Now, the Hatanina, Tain get Deli Ishti, Ishtash Shikur Dela Abdi, there too. Shikain Ru'ui Lekabel get Shikuro. We can have an Eved be Makabo and get Shikur for somebody else. And you can also do. Okay, that sort of takes the next piece of the city and collapses them together. Mm-hmm. All right, it's just a way to draw out the figures. So now, to continue. So initially we want to know, what is the right to accept a get for her own? And we answer, well, you have a right to accept a get for a daughter. And what about a scholarship for? You say, any scholarship for Bella Abdin. How do you have a right to do that? Over there, too, you could be, I'll talk about him for a little bit, and you're going to ask, so, but you can't accept a get for? And we're answering that it's talking about an Evet. An Evet can get a get for. Then we ask, if we're talking about an Evet, Frekti Gemara, how could an Evet have any ability to act as a get in the case of 10 gets of an Ishti? We're talking about the same guy, right? Because we said, now we're saying, 10 Starship was there, Lavi, you said, talking about an Evet. So 10 gets the Ishti is also talking about an Evet. But an Evet shouldn't be Roy Primero as a get because he's not included in the Dinim of Gittin. So how does that work? Well, you're right, it doesn't work. We have to say that it's not all one case, it's two separate cases. We're talking about two, 10 gets of the Ishti is a Shriyav Ben Kolim, and the other, Starship or Zavahati, is a Shriyav Dapu Zerevet, who has the right to accept the Starship. Okay, so, stretching it a bit, but we could learn that.
Just finish this stop.